Hey, this is Tom.
And this is Gavin, and you're listening to Keep It Simple. Keep It Simple is a podcast devoted to exploring life with Christ through simple, organic expressions of the church. Welcome to the all-new Keep It Simple podcast.
All new for 2016. We're sort of doing a remodel, a reboot.
So here's the deal. If you're listening to this podcast, perhaps you've been listening to it for a while. We've actually been going for about 2 years. But what we're about to do and what we're going to do in the next little bit here is we're going to kind of reboot the whole thing and start over. And what we figured is that there's been a lot of issues we've talked about over the course of the last couple of years that, quite honestly, you know, we want to revisit. We want to probably, we've learned things since we talked about them the first time. And we figure that there's probably a lot of folks, perhaps you're one of them, that are online searching for this type of thing, questions about church, interested in simple church, organic church. You come to our podcast and there's 2 years worth of episodes. Where do you begin? Well, we want to give you a new beginning spot, and that is starting right here and right now. So the next few weeks, we're going to really kind of begin again and walk through the entire idea of simple church. We're going to ask some basic fundamental questions. We're going to answer them probably in fresh new ways than the last time we looked at some of these questions. And we really just want to give everyone a kind of a restart.
Yeah. And hopefully, you know, you're not going to hear anything that's too much different from 2 years ago, because, you know, we really haven't changed our mind on a lot of things. And, you know, especially Jesus Christ, he's the center of everything. But in the past, we've been a little bit conversational about our topics, and you can expect, at least for the next six episodes, we're going to be a little more instructional, maybe a little more how-to.
We're going to walk you through. If you were to come to us and say, we've heard about Simple Church, we've heard about this organic church thing, how do I do it, what does it involve, why do you do it, tell me about it, train me, give me some topics, walk me through this. That's right. What we're really going to try and go for. And each podcast, we're going to conclude with a challenge or a homework assignment, if you will. And the hope would be is that over the next month or two, if you follow this podcast along, you're engaging in the conversation, and then you're actually applying the things that we're asking you to apply, that we might see some new simple churches birthed and born over the course of the next several months. So that's the hope. And, of course, the Holy Spirit will be the one to have to initiate and lead all of that. But if this is sounding like something you want to follow, really want to encourage you to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes and give us some ratings so that it'll pop up there. Maybe we'll get some more folks on board. We just really feel like there's a lot of people out there that are really, really yearning for Christ and community around Christ, but are missing out on it because of some of the things that they've experienced perhaps in more traditional type churches. And we're here to say, hey, it doesn't have to be that way, and we want to help you. So that's what this podcast is all about. We're rebooting it, and we're looking forward to an awesome 2016. Want to invite you to follow along, share it with your friends, share it on Facebook. And a little sneak preview, one of the very first assignments we're going to give to you will be to try to find a partner to join you in this journey, because it will be really hard to do on your own. And so share it right now and get other folks involved, and we'll get kicking here shortly with the all-new Keep It Simple podcast.
So Gavin, what kind of a person would benefit from being a part of a simple church? Who are these simple church people?
Well, it's probably people just like the people that are listening right now to this podcast. And my suspicion is, if you have found us, that you're here because you sense there is something missing. There's something more. Perhaps you've been a part of churches, or perhaps you've never been a part of churches because of this reason or that, but you have longed to be a part of something like what you hear about or read about in the Bible, and that is a community of people following Jesus. But for whatever reason, good or bad, you're not the kind of person that's just going to show up and a traditional type church on Sunday and say, sign me up. I'm excited to be here. I want to get involved and be involved in everything that's going on. There's something about that that for you does not quite seem right or interesting to you. Maybe Jesus is interesting. Maybe you're excited about him. You would like to follow him and learn more about him, but the whole church thing is not really where you're at. My suspicion, Tom, is that that's the person who's listening to this podcast, and that's the kind of person that this podcast is designed for.
Okay. Some other suggestions. Maybe you're interested in planting churches, but maybe in a simpler way than trying to raise money and buy a building and establish yourself in a neighborhood. You know, we already have buildings, and they're called our homes or our apartments or a coffee shop. You don't have to outlay any capital for that. It's already there. Maybe you want to use the Simple Church platform as a way to multiply churches, to make disciples, perhaps in an area that is different from your own, a cross-cultural setting, or whether it's overseas or whether it's downtown. Maybe you're bivocational. You're a pastor who's bivocational. You're working for a living, and this is how you want to serve the church. Maybe you're a new believer, and you're looking for something to get involved in that's very, very easy to participate in, that you can reproduce in others. So these are the kind of people that we're thinking about. People wanting more out of a relational type of Christianity rather than a do this, let's go to this program, let's fulfill this list, you know, that let's go to this place. Maybe that's not for you, but you know, if you're into, you know, a relational type of Christianity where you're sharing Christ, you know, intimately, one-on-one or two-on-one, three-on-one, and discipling in that simple way.
Or the idea of, rather than getting people to come to church with you, seems not to be your thing, but it just seems to make more sense to you to say, how can I bring church to where my friends are and where the people that I know who don't know Christ are? What would it look like for me, God, to use me to bring something like church to them? That idea, if that idea resonates with you, maybe more so than getting your friends to come and be a part of your church, then I think this is the podcast. You're the person that this podcast is designed for.
Yeah. So, Gavin, you've done something unusual. You've taken the church to a place where it hasn't been before. Right? Tell me a little bit about your skate church.
Well, for us, we got started with this thing. It was kind of that idea. It was a sense of, hey, we're down here at the skate park. We're skating. We're meeting folks. We're meeting families. We're meeting kids. And it just did not seem right to bring the thought of, like, well, I need to try to get all these people to come to my church. That's the answer for them. That just did not seem to make sense. And what did seem to make sense, especially as I had become more familiar with some of the ways that people experience church in other cultures, to say, hey, how can we bring church to the skate park? And that was a big part of how I and my family got involved in Simple Church type ministry. We sort of stopped going to church and we started bringing church to the skate park with another couple or two, and that's something that's still going to this day, and
it's growing.
It's been a wonderful thing. So it's been, had its challenges, certainly looks a lot different, but that's the short version. And so I think this question and these thoughts that we're sharing as we get this thing started really lend itself to the first question and the most important question. And it's a question that we kind of think we know the answer to a lot of times, but if we don't really stop and ask it, we might realize, and as I found, that, man, I'd been thinking, I had the wrong answer to this question for many, many, many years. And that's the question of, what is a church? And that's a topic that we really want to cover today as we get this thing kicked off, as you begin this journey. This is going to be a very, very fundamental, important question as you walk down this road. And it's something that you're going to have to really think through and have some strong convictions about yourself, because certainly when you start saying you're going to have a church and it looks like a few people sitting under a tree, You're going to get some interesting questions from others, and you're going to want to be confident in how you answer that. And so what is a church?
Well, let's talk about some of the typical answers you're going to hear. A church is a place. It's a building. A church is a place to go. It's a group of people that are organized, like a denomination or something like that. These are the typical answers one might get. But what we want to do is take a look at what the Scripture says about church and just kind of rethink and restructure the traditional assumptions about church. Like, is church a place to go, or is it more of the people? Is church people? Is it is there a time that church switches on and then switches off, or is it 24 hours a day? So we'll start to look at some of those things shortly. What would you say is a church, Gavin? Is there any single church, or is there a big church and lots of little churches?
Well, I think that generally that question is answered in two ways, and sometimes they're used interchangeably in inappropriate ways. But there is the church, the idea of the church universal.
Yes.
There is, sometimes that's kind of referred to capital C church. And when we talk about the church, we talk about all of God's people worldwide. We talk about, there's this idea of the universal Catholic Church that's even kind of sometimes creeps its way into Protestant denominations, and you always look and say, oh, we're not Catholic, we're Protestant. But it's this idea of that we're all a part of this large body of Christ followers, people who are born into the family of God, and there is this idea that as a Christian, we're all a part of that. And so there's the capital church, capital C church. Yeah. But then,
and we're not saying that it's a Catholic church. Catholic being, what we do mean is Catholic being universal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's this idea that of church that certainly, we're in agreement with. And what generally people talk about, though, is the local church, the little C church.
Right.
So we say, well, there is our church. We go to this church. We go to that church. And I think as far as it relates to this podcast, that's where I think a lot of times maybe we want to challenge the listeners to really evaluate what constitutes a local church. What in the Bible, just using the Bible, what would we have to have in order for there to be a local church? And as far as I think I would answer that question that it could be very simple, in the sense that a local church could involve only a handful of people. Maybe some might even say two. And if those two people are meeting together, there is a local presence of the church in existence. Now, you might say, well, is that a very healthy church, or would that be all that you would need or all that you might want?
You're on a desert
island. That would be a different question. But what constitutes a local church is a very important question. And for me, when I got started on this, I'll never forget, I was really challenged to answer that question and to use only the Bible as my reference guide. And I was really shocked when I realized that all that you did not have to have, according to the Scriptures, for there to be a local church, a biblical local church. You know, it's kind of an interesting observation that, you know, you don't have to have a lot of the things that we have defined a local church as having to have. If you use the Bible and the Bible alone as your reference guide, which hopefully, you would want to do. So doesn't mean that if you have things that are not in the Bible, that it's wrong. But what are the minimum requirements for there to be a local church? It's often very different than what we've defined it and said that it has to have.
Yeah. And according to Scripture, and I'm reading from Ephesians, let's look at Ephesians chapter 5. Christ is the head of the church, his body. So, you know, flip that around. The church is the body of Christ, and the church is made up of those believers who follow Christ. in your local expressions of church, you may find people who are not following Christ, but you know, that's the exception. The rule is a follower of Christ is part of the big C church that you mentioned before, the big capital C, and local expressions of church are made up of followers of Christ as they gather together. That's important that they gather together. And, you know, we're gathering together to live out our life in Christ in this world, on this earth, as we trot along this planet day to day. You know, we're living together as we follow Christ. So that's who is in the church.
And it's not, you know, and it's something that we will certainly touch on numerous times here and have in the past, is that the Christ is the head of this church.
Right.
And, you know, that's very important. And one of the things as you go down this road in Simple Church is that we really try and encourage people to put that to the test. You know, err on the side of Christ being the head of the church and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, it's always a tricky balance, and none of us probably ever get this 100% right, no matter what kind of church you're in. But are we in charge or is God in charge? Are we the head or are we allowing Christ to be the head? And that's a tension. There's a tension there that hopefully you'll always be wrestling with on this path and in this life with Christ, because there are certainly gifts of leadership. There are certainly gifts of that we administer as the body of Christ. But all of that is done under the headship of Christ. And so most of us, my suspicion would be, we know what it's like for me to lead something. We know what it's like to let someone else lead something and us to follow them. But for all of us together to mutually allow Christ to lead and be the head of his body, that is something that really it's hard. It's hard. It's not like we exactly know how to do that. It requires faith, requires listening and trusting, and sometimes getting things wrong, and then readjusting our lives and learning. And there's tension there. But that's something that in that passage that a church must be. It must be under the headship of Christ, and not a person.
Right. And that doesn't negate human leadership, because Jesus did put human leadership in charge. As Paul planted churches in the early church, he always put human leadership in place. But it was implied that every leader, every person, every participant is looking to Christ as the head of the church. So, you know, a human leader is only valid if that human leader also sees Christ as the head of the church and is acting on that behalf. So, but having said that, you know, let's not focus on that human leader. Let's focus on Christ, because, you know, a small expression of church is not centered around a human leader, as, you know, a lot of brick and mortar churches are. Like brick and mortar church down the street would say, you know, Jim Smith is the pastor, Frank Jones is the yeah. pastor. Simple churches tend not to be that way. You may walk into a simple church and you may not figure out who the leader is, because everyone is doing something to contribute, and it may not be apparent who the leader is. So
how would you define church, Tom? What's your definition of a local church?
I would define it this way. It's a local expression of the body of Christ. It is assembly of those people who follow Jesus Christ intentionally and who intentionally want to gather together as a local expression. And these people are going to live for Christ. They share a common belief. They're going to obey his commands. They've accepted his glorious gift of eternal life through Christ, through his sacrificial death and his resurrection. These are people who God has saved. Some people would call them the elect. People bought with the blood of Jesus. But these are people, I'm following Jesus Christ, and I want to join others who are doing the same. And I want to live life with these people, weekly, daily, 24/7. These are people, these are my brothers and sisters.
Yeah, that's good. I would say, you know, I've thought about this, and I've toyed around with kind of different ways I would explain it, but I think just the most simplest way I would state it would be a group of people called out to be the physical representation of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a local church, a group of people who are called out to be the physical representation of Christ. But how we define the church will really dictate the form. If we believe that a local church has to have a bunch of things, then we can probably expect that the forms that the church take will also be made to accommodate those things.
Right. So you would imply then a church is not a church unless it has that thing or those things.
Yeah. And so at its bare minimum, what is a local church? And for the listeners out there, this is a question that you need to really wrestle with. You don't want to just take my answer. You don't want to take Tom's, but I want to encourage you to really wrestle with this idea of someone shows up and they say, well, how can you start a church in your house? Or what? How can you? That's not a church. Like, you guys are meeting at a picnic table in the park. Like, that's not a church. Then how will you handle that? Like, what is your definition of a church? Will you be able to articulate that mm-hmm. to people? And I think that's very important that you be able to do that.
Yeah. And I think God gave us a few things to do as a church, as his people. And one of the two big commands, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. The second one is love your neighbor as yourself. You know, that is the whole law of God right there. And a church exists to help people do that. Also, God has called us to reproduce. So he's given us the Great Commission. And he's told us, go out and make disciples wherever you are, whether you're here in your local neighborhood or to the ends of the earth. We are to make disciples of other people, reproduce ourselves.
Yeah. So one of the great little tools that we've passed around online and I've shared with folks is there's a great little video. It's actually on SimpleChurchAlliance.com website under the introductions phase. But there's a great little picture video of how you would explain what is Simple Church on a napkin. And it's a very useful tool. If you could imagine drawing a J in the middle of your napkin, representing Christ, and putting a triangle around that a church is simply a group of people called out to be the physical representation of Christ in this world. And they're under that headship of Jesus, the triangle representing the great commandment and the great commission, the things that you mentioned, Tom, as things that we do. What are those things? We love God, we love others, and we make disciples, the great commandment and the great commission. And that's a really great, useful picture if you think about the triangle tips representing love God, love others, make disciples.
Mm-hmm.
That picture of a simple picture of that triangle of a group of people committed to Jesus under his headship, living out the great commandment and the great commission, I think is a wonderful a picture of what a local church is all about. And then, of course, that little tool goes on to draw a box around that triangle and explain kind of sometimes how the traditional church adds programs, professionals, budgets, and buildings to the outside of that triangle. And those things aren't always necessarily bad, but they're not essential for there to be
right.
a local church.
Right. Yeah. I was listening to a pastor the other day on a podcast. He describes a church. I think this guy's name is Harry Reeder. And he describes church with three M's. And he says a church needs to be on message, which means, you know, the church has a message from God for itself and for the world. And that message, you know, is the Word of God. So the second M is the church is on mission, which means that it has a mission to reproduce itself, to make disciples everywhere and anywhere, to create more followers of Christ. So on message, on mission, and in ministry, which means the church is ministering to itself. You know, it's one anothering itself, and it's building one another up, it's encouraging one another, it's loving one another, and it's also loving the world. So on mission, on message, in ministry. I thought that was a good, very, very good description of what the church actually does. And if a church isn't doing those things, it's not healthy.
So, Tom, as we sort of think about helping folks get started. This first podcast here really is kind of centered around the identity of the church. What is a church? How do we fit into that? What is our role? What is God's role? And certainly, these are deep issues that we'll be thinking about, hopefully, for the rest of our life. And maybe for some, we'll just start thinking about them now. But there's certainly not going to be a conclusion of the matter. There's always going to be a wrestling with these things. These are not, you know, easy things to discuss. But as we think about helping people getting started on this life that we're wanting to encourage, which is this life with Jesus through simple and organic expressions of the church, why is it really important that we have a good basic understanding of the definition of a church as it is defined in the scriptures? Why is that important?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you.
Are you asking the audience?
I'm asking you.
You're asking
and
me.
And the audience.
Okay. I can give you an answer, but I don't want to speak for the audience. But we need to get this right. Otherwise, we're just assembling a bunch of people together like we're the football club, or hey, we're the model railroad club, and we're interested in model railroading, and that's what we're all about. The church is more than a club. It's more than an organization. The church, like you said, the church is the body of Christ. We are the physical representation of Jesus Christ in this earth. You know, he's called us out to do that, to be that. And we have to get this right. Jesus is God, and he is the creator. He is above all, through all, in all. We need to get this right to be his people. And he's given us a way. He's given us his instruction, and that's through the Bible. Anything else is extra and may or may not be legitimate. But the Bible is our guide.
And my concern, you know, and I think my concern, and I would suspect the listener's concern if you're listening to this, is that it's the extra stuff that has gotten in the way. It's not only does it zap up our money and our energies, but it also is the extra things that we like to put into what constitutes a local church. Sometimes they're great, sometimes they're helpful, but oftentimes they can be distractions. And when you talk about the church, I think being a physical representation of Christ, what we're saying is that when we show people what a church looks like, and when we give a picture, we're painting a picture to a lost world of what God's people and what his family and what his body is all about. And so if we are giving them a picture of something that is because of the extras that we've added, we might be painting an incorrect picture of what it really even means to be in Christ. And I think that's, for me, a grave concern. It's a grave concern because for a lot of the people that I know, they are not following Christ because they think that to follow Christ means that they do a bunch of extra stuff that we've told them nonverbally and the way we've done things, that we've communicated to this world, this is what you have to do in order to be a Christian. And so there's a whole lot of people that are stepping back and they look at the church and they say, well, I don't want to be a Christian. And they're saying that, and it's not based on Jesus, it's not based on the scriptures, it's based on all these other things that we've added to it. And for some people, those things are important and they're helpful, but to a whole lot of other people, they look at that and they say, I don't want to be a part of that organization, rather than saying, look, there is a loving body of Christ, a family of faith that, you know, they interact the way they interact, the way they love each other, serve each other, the way they want another, each other. There's something very attractive to that. And they seem to be living their lives in a different way. And there seems to be love just pouring out of this group of people. And I want to be a part of that family. I'd like to have a family like that. And hopefully, you know, that is a big, big piece of this. And so everything you do as from this point on, as we think about you, as you think about, could God use me to see a simple church born? It's going to be done with this in mind. And God, I think, cares deeply about that. He doesn't want us to communicate something untrue about him to a lost world. And when you talk about simple church, it's very up close and it's very personal. So your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends are going to observe you being a part of this very odd type of church to them. And what it communicates to them will be very, very, very important. And so it's important that we really look back and say, well, what, you know, let's start with the basics. Let's keep it simple, as the podcast is titled, and let's see what happens.
Good. So just to review, your homework until the next podcast is search the scriptures, look at the Word of God. If you're not familiar with the Bible, try to find some online help through a thing we call a concordance. And a concordance will help you look at words like the word, well, it won't say church maybe, but the gathering, the assembly or something like that. Just look under church, and it may lead you to other words like assembly, synagogue, things like that. And then look at how it's used in the New Testament and how, using those concepts, how would you come up with your own definition of the church?
Yeah, and there is certainly, you can start with the word church. It does, you're going to find, you know, what are the characteristics of churches? What did they have? What did they not have? Mm-hmm. What kind of things, you know, what did it, how was God in charge and the head of the church? What practical ways did that seem to be being played out? All of those sorts of things. You know, this is a very important thing. And you might not finish this by the next podcast, but certainly the book of Acts is a great place to start in Paul's mm-hmm. letters. Read through those, all right? And jot down notes. Like, what if I was dropped down here from another planet and I didn't know anything about what a Christian was or what a local church was supposed to look like or what kind of things happened in a local church or how it was organized or these sorts of things. Like, all I had was this Bible. What would I see just from the scriptures? Start to draw that out. Take notes. Start to get that picture and start to get a grasp on that. That'll be a very, very, very important task to not only start, but hopefully continue along this journey as you're reading the Word. And what you'll start to realize is every time you read the Bible, these things will start to jump out at you now that you kind of maybe start having your mind open to a different picture of the church. And it'll be a really wonderful and probably scary and challenging experience. So
good. And as you do this homework and as you're going through these exercises and as you're learning about the simple church concept, if you want us to interact with you, leave us a comment, send us an email, ask us questions, and we'll do our very, very best to get back and answer those personally. You know, we're here to help. If you're exploring this and you want to start a simple church of your own, that's what we want to help you do.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear you. You know, as you work on this, you get a definition. I'd love to see how people define the church. Shoot us an email with that. Post it on our Facebook page, and we'll read that. We could share that with folks on here about kind of how your exploration resulted in your definition of what a local church is. And those will be wonderful things that we would love to hear. And another slight, this is going to be a continual ongoing challenge. If you're serious about walking down this road and seeing if God might use you to start a simple church, one of the very first things that I always encourage people to do is to begin praying and asking God to identify a partner in this journey with you. If you're married, then by all means, this is going to be, your wife is going to, or your spouse, your husband's going to need to be involved with this. So they would be obviously involved in this. Share this podcast with them. Discuss this question of what is a church with them. Don't do this on your own and leave them out of it. This is something that you'll want to most certainly do together because they're going to be a very instrumental part of this journey. And as you all are one flesh and you're not really two separate beings anymore. But if you're single, then is there a coworker, a friend, a cousin, a relative that will begin walking down this road with you? Certainly share the podcast with them. There's also some other great videos and things online at simplechurchalliance.com under the introduction section that can kind of help maybe be useful to you. There's the video of the napkin illustration that I shared in this podcast is on there. We'll be praying. We'd love to pray for you about that. Let us know so we can pray specifically that God would raise up a partner for you as you begin down this road. So, again, those are the two homework assignments. The first one being come up with your definition, begin reading the scriptures with an eye to figure out what is a local church. Start jotting some things down and see if you can come up with your definition of that. And then the second, and it will be an ongoing one, is identifying a partner. That might happen today, or it might take some time. But we're going to be praying that all of you out there would be able to do that soon.
All right. We'll continue this discussion in our next podcast, and we'll look more about what the church is and what it actually does. What are some of the practices of the church? And we'll look forward to talking about that next time. Thanks for listening to Keep It Simple. If you've enjoyed this podcast, leave us a comment at keepitsimplepodcast.com or find us on iTunes or Facebook. We welcome your feedback, your ratings, your questions, or comments.